You're listening to the OCD Stories podcast, hosted by me, Stuart Ralph. The OCD Stories is a podcast dedicated to raising awareness and understanding around obsessive compulsive symptoms. I do this through interviewing inspired therapists, psychologists, and people who have experienced OCD. Welcome to the OCD Stories. Hey guys, welcome to episode 300. Now, I want to get into this one pretty quickly. But I decided to do a monologue for this episode. So a little different, but I thought because it was 300, I wanted to just take some time to speak to you guys. And thank you as always to NoCD for supporting the show and the work that I do. And NoCD now operate in the USA, the UK, Australia, and parts of Canada. So if you want to find out more about their therapy services, head to go.treatmyocd.com/ the OCD Stories, or click the link in the episode description. Thank you to NoCD. They have supported me from the very early days, from sort of a year on of doing this podcast. Stephen and NoCD were there supporting my work. So I deeply appreciate those guys and you guys for listening. And without further ado, here I am. Hey guys, and welcome to episode 300. And I did want to do something a little different today. I do have interviews already recorded that I could have released for episode 300. But I thought I would do just a brief monologue just to kind of speak to you guys for a little bit. A monologue isn't something I've done for quite a long time. So I thought episode 300 was a good opportunity to do that. And the purpose of this monologue is largely just to say thank you. And it's also just to share where the podcast has been and where it's going. And probably not in massive detail, but hopefully it's enough that it's somewhat insightful for you. Now, I am sitting here in some farmland, just to bring it to life for you in the distance. Well, right in front of me is some fields, kind of on a hill. There's some trees in the distance. There's some horses, including a white one that looks like Shadowfax from Lord of the Rings. And because it's farmland, I can hear, it sounds like someone mowing, but it could be any kind of machinery, so if you hear that. But you may hear some bird sounds, some wind, whatever it is, and hopefully that is peaceful in the background for you during this. First of all, thank you. Thank you, whether you listen to a second of the podcast or you listen to the hundreds of hours that I've put out over the last 6 years and 300 episodes. It's approaching 4 million downloads, which is a number I never ever could have imagined. You know, it's not something I even aimed for. I just wanted to interview therapists and researchers initially before I did the story ones, and then I brought in the story episodes, and I thought if anyone listens, that's amazing. But that was a bonus at that point. It was really, I started this to help myself, you know, to find answers for what was going on in my brain, and in a way it's done that. And it's brought me a community, it's brought me you guys, it's made me friends, other advocates, therapists, and that's been wonderful for me. It's been a real pleasure. So I just initially just wanted to say thank you. Whatever contribution you've made, it means a lot to me. And secondly, I kind of wanted to acknowledge that I'm actually recording this on my phone headphones. And, you know, I don't have my podcast mic with me where I am. And also, it wouldn't be that good for recording outside because it wouldn't pick up all the birds and stuff like that. It's almost a throwback because the first like 90 episodes or something, I didn't have podcast equipment or a podcast mic. I literally used my phone headphones and plugged them into my laptop. It was nothing special, you know, and you guys listened anyway. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for that. So this is kind of a throwback if you wonder why the sound quality is a bit different. Like I said before, 4 million downloads is not a number I ever would expected. Originally started with a therapist. Then we went on to stories because originally when I started, there was another podcast, good podcast, doing stories. So I didn't want to kind of step on their toes. They then stopped and then I started story-based episodes and you guys seem to love them as much as the therapist one. So that's great to hear and I'll continue doing that. I definitely learn as much from people's stories sometimes as I do from the professionals. So, you know, my journey's changed a lot since starting. I was someone who was deeply suffering, and that's not to say I don't have my days now, but I was looking for answers. I quickly became an advocate, I guess, by default from doing the activity of the podcast, although I never had a goal of becoming an advocate.
But yeah, the last sort of 5 years of the podcast, I've been slowly transitioning part-time into becoming a therapist. I am now a child and adolescent therapist working with children and young people in the UK, some with OCD, some not. And I love it. It's an incredible career for me. I really enjoy it. It fits me really well, I think, my interests and wishes and desires and whatever else. So I'm grateful I'm kind of on that path now. And I don't think that's going to change the podcast in any way. Maybe I'll bring more of my own learnings from my own therapy sessions in that I do with clients, obviously keeping it anonymous, but maybe, maybe not. But yeah, you know, so it has been really hard doing this podcast for 6 years when I was, you know, working, paying, trying to make a living while studying part-time for my master's, second master's, because I had to do a conversion master's because I didn't have a psychology background. Then I did the 3-year training to become a therapist here. All that while raising a family, doing the podcast evenings and weekends, and generally where possible, trying to have a social life. And that's not to say it's a sob story. I just wanted to share, you know, I'm reflecting as much for me as for you guys. And it's been a lot of work, but you know, when I hear from you guys to say that it's impacted you in any way, that it's signposted you, it's given you hope, or it's pointed you in the direction of a particular therapy or therapist, you know, that means the world and that keeps me going. And even some of the criticism keeps me fired up to try and improve and be better. So yeah, I appreciate it all. And the OCD Stories is really a research project for me. It always has been. Originally, it was finding answers for myself, and then it quickly became about finding answers for you guys. It probably will always remain my greatest research project. If I look at the scale of the amount of interviews and stuff, I'm not just doing a podcast. I'm generally curious and looking for answers. Hopefully that comes across. Sometimes if it doesn't, it's probably just because I'm incredibly tired and should have taken a break instead of recording that day. Yeah, my two master's dissertations, I've been on two different types of therapy, just looking for answers. Do these help in any way? Do they not? Mixed results on what I found, but I'm glad I did it. There's definitely learnings. And for my latest master's dissertation, I may do a podcast on it. I'm trying to get it published. If that happens, I'll release it. And the reason for sharing that is historically, the podcast focused on exposure and response prevention therapy and also acceptance and commitment therapy. We did that early on, which I think is good. It's much more popular now. A lot of therapists that use ERP will also use Elements or ACT in totality alongside ERP. And after probably a couple hundred episodes, so the last 2 years, maybe 18 months to a year, definitely, I've started to transition a bit. Not away from ERP. I definitely still cover exposure and response prevention therapy, and I will continue to do so. It is very effective for many people, and I want to continue doing episodes looking at how to optimize that, improve it for people. So that's very much on my radar still. But I also want to look at other therapies too, to see what can we merge into it, what can be used with it alongside it. So it's not to replace it, it's to improve it and to enhance it. And my training was very much looking at the whole person, not just symptoms. You know, my training included attachment theory. So we're looking at from day one, you know, the moment you're born, how the young person attaches and what that means for their mental health. And there's different view. I want to say there's different views of attachment theory. My university definitely focused on a slightly different one, which I won't go into, but I do like. Maybe I'll talk about that in another episode. But yeah, so I guess why I'm saying that is I'm not necessarily saying there's other factors causing the OCD, or maybe trauma has influenced it. That's absolutely a possibility. But I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm saying that even if OCD is a thing in isolation, for many people, there's still much more going on that they're going to need other help with, you know, beyond ERP, if ERP is the thing that really works for them. And that's what I'm passionate about as a therapist. When someone comes in a room, if they come in with OCD, I want to understand all of them, everything that bothers them, you know, ever, no matter how big or small it may seem to them. I want to understand that and try and treat work with the whole person. And I kind of want my podcast to be a further embodiment of that. Which is why, you know, I've done other episodes on like Jungian counseling and functional analytic psychotherapy and other therapies like compassion focused therapy, which is a therapy I bring into a lot of my client work now, not just with OCD, but with other things. I think there's something quite important there, at least from my view, as well as other therapies. Historically, I looked at contemporary psychoanalysis and how that merged or could merge with ERP. And that was one of my favorite episodes. So it's really just an open-minded exploration to see what can help. And for some people, you're going to listen to it and think, no way, this is rubbish. And that's absolutely fine. But for someone else, just maybe like, whoa, that really touches me and reaches me like nothing the podcast has ever released, you know? And that's why I do it. Not every episode needs to hit you. As long as there's some and it makes a difference, that's what matters. So I'm going to continue exploring, continue being open-minded. And sometimes if the topics seem a bit weird, it's just my curiosity. It's my research project. And that's the way to look at it. I'm not putting out there to advocate that it's a replacement for ERP or anything else. It's just to say, does this resonate with you? Can you and your therapist bring these ideas together into the good work you're already doing? And like I said, alongside that, it's how can we enhance ERP? You know, your sticking points, how can we work with them? And then another thing is, podcast has talked a lot about fear and anxiety. And to be honest, I think the community talks a lot about that. When really, especially with the clients that I've worked with, I've noticed that things like guilt and even disgust are sometimes more painful than the anxiety. You know, the anxiety's there. It's driving some of these ritualistic behaviors. But it's the guilt that really is hurting them inside, you know? So I want to do more episodes addressing those other emotions, not just anxiety. So definitely got some coming up on that. So with that, I just wanted to take a second because I don't necessarily address you guys that often in the podcast. And, you know, I hope you don't take that personally. That's just me focused on the interviewer at hand and giving them my attention. But every podcast I do, I have you guys in mind. What questions would you have? What do you want me to ask? How are you guys receiving what's being said? So I'm always tailoring it to that. So you're always on my mind, even if I don't address you directly. But I guess I just wanted to take a second in this monologue to acknowledge your pain. You know, whether you're like in the depths of OCD and the OCD experience or anything else, mental health wise or anything in life, you know, I just want to take a minute to acknowledge your pain and see you in your suffering, wherever you are on that journey. And it hurts. And it hurts, but things can get better. And, you know, I hope the podcast can help you in some way on that journey. Or if not, something else can help you. You know, there's a big OCD community out there that wants to embrace, love and support you. And again, I hope the podcast is a fraction of that and can do that for you. But wherever you're on that journey, just know that I see you and the podcast is there to serve you. And it's there because of your pain. You know, it's your pain. And originally it was my pain that drove it. So while people are suffering around these OCD experiences, I'll try and keep the podcast going as long as possible to find as many answers as I can to reduce the suffering and promote and improve the healing. So, you know, I see you. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to a single second or every single hour I've ever produced. I appreciate it. Thank you to my guests for all their time and expertise and stories for coming on. That means a lot. The podcast wouldn't exist without them. I definitely wouldn't want to do 300 monologues, although this has been quite nice doing this one. So the podcast, lastly, is my curious journey. And I hope you want to come along for the ride. And if you don't, thank you for listening anyway thus far. And until we speak, take care. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you enjoy the OCD Stories podcast and would like to support us with a one-time tip / donation, please go to theocdstories.com/support. All tips, no matter how large or small, are greatly appreciated. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to the podcast. And thank you to NoCD for supporting our work. If you want to find out more about NoCD, head to go.treatmyocd.com/theocdstories or click the link in the episode description.
A quick disclaimer, guys, this podcast is not therapy. It is not a replacement for therapy. Please seek treatment from a trained professional. And until we speak, take care.